I slept, heavily, and without dreaming until almost 8. Having been brought up to believe that it's rude to be late for meals, I paused only long enough to smooth my disheveled hair before hurrying downstairs. At the head of the table, Frank smiled benevolently. His sole contribution was to open a bottle of wine. Sean filled the glasses and then sat down. "Where's Jordan?" I asked, eyeing the food hungrily.
"Don't wait for him." Frank attacked his salmon. "He may or may not turn up."
"Oh. How many people work here?" I asked. Frank had taken a huge bite of bread, so Sean took it upon himself to answer.
"The cook, Doreen, 2 teenagers from the village who come in 3 times a week to clean. Oh, and the guy who calls himself the gardener. He shows up when he feels like it. And me."
"What do you do?"
"A little bit of everything. Chauffeur, gateman, waiter, personal trainer, when Frank can be talked into exercising, which isn't often. Errand boy."
"So there's nobody else here at night," I said.
"There's only me and Jordan in the house," Frank said. "Sean has his own quarters next to the garage. He likes his independence. You aren't worried about being here with us, are you, Heather?"
"I'm not worried," I said stoutly. "I was thinking about you, actually. The place is isolated, and your security measures aren't exactly stringent. Not that Sean isn't worth an army." I gave Sean a gracious nod. "But he's only one man."
"I do take reason."